It is mostly sunny and 71 degrees in Nashville. Good morning, I'm Mina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Four buses of Tennesseans traveled to Alabama this weekend to protest a recent Supreme Court ruling that weakened voting protections for minorities. The decision hollowed out laws designed to prevent racial discrimination in redistricting, and Tennessee was the first state to redraw their maps after the ruling. Republican lawmakers voted to carve the majority black Memphis into three reliably red districts. Memphis was the state's only Democratic congressional district. Hundreds gathered in Selma and Montgomery for the All Roads Lead to the South protest. Equity Alliance, a black-led grassroots organization in Tennessee, was among the crowd. Its founder, Tequila Johnson, says that redistricting efforts in Tennessee are part of a broader southern strategy to weaken the black vote. The attempt to ban auto racing at the Nashville Fairgrounds and instead enshrine affordable housing as a priority there has cleared a hurdle. The Metro Charter Revision Commission certified a petition Friday. This isn't a vote for or against racing or housing, says Commissioner Jim Murphy.
Our role is to determine whether it meets the criteria. The only ones that are really relevant here, in my opinion, are whether it's confusing and misleading, whether the title and the charter amendment are consistent.
The commission's decision is not a clear indicator of what will happen. Petitioners cleared this same hurdle earlier this year. Then a court challenge got the effort thrown out. And now it's back with clarified language. People who want affordable housing at the racetrack still have a ways to go. The petition could be challenged again in court. If it makes it through litigation, petitioners would need to collect signatures from 10% of Nashville voters. Only then would the decision go onto a ballot for all voters to get a final say on whether racing or affordable housing gets protected at the fairgrounds. The first director of the Tennessee Coalition for Open Government, or TCOG, died on Sunday in Florida. Frank Gibson got his start in journalism in his teens, working as a copy boy for the Tennessean. He later worked for Armed Forces Radio and was editor of the University of Tennessee campus newspaper. After graduation, Gibson returned to the Tennessean, which fueled his interest in government transparency. He spearheaded legislation pushing for reporters to get faster court hearings if a public official denied the request for public records. Gibson launched the TCOG in 2003 with a team of First Amendment lawyers and other journalists. The group found that government officials regularly denied requests for public records, violating state law. In 2005, he retired from the Tennessean to focus on TCOG and worked with legislators to create tougher transparency laws. Gibson later served as public policy director of the Tennessee Press Association before retiring in 2017. A celebration of Frank Gibson's life will be held in Nashville. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.